You are all fair, O Mary.
You are fair, O Mary.
And the original stain is not in you.
And the original stain is not in you.
You are the glory of Jerusalem.
You are the joy of Israel.
You are the honor of our people.
You are the advocate of sinners.
O Mary.
O Mary.
Virgin most prudent.
Mother most merciful.
Pray for us.
Intercede for us with our Lord Jesus Christ.
In your conception, O Virgin, you were immaculate.
Pray for us to the Father, whose Son you have born.
Let us pray. God, by the immaculate conception of the Virgin, you prepared a worthy dwelling for your Son. We beseech you that as in view of the death of that Son you preserved her from all stain of sin, so you would enable us being made poor by her intercession to come to you. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now let us turn to the writings of St. Bonaventure, a passage from his Conferences on the Gifts of the Holy Spirit, the sixth conference on the courageous woman, prophesied by Solomon in chapter 31 of the Book of Wisdom, the strong woman, the courageous woman who assists her man. Who is the man of Our Lady? That is her son. She cooperates, she supports him. Christ wanted him, her to support him there. Why does she do this? Because she is the mother called Redemptress. She begot the price of our redemption. She paid the price of our redemption, and she possesses the price, that is, the treasure that results from that for us. She is the mediatrix of all graces because she is the co-redemptrix because she is the mother of God, our Savior and Redeemer. So we shall read only the part about the first, which is the key. Why did St. Francis admire Our Lady as the Mother? She made the Son of Glory, one of us, accessible to us, as close to us as a little baby to his mother. Who shall find a valiant woman? Far and from the uttermost coast is the price of her. This is the price of which the Apostle says, you have been bought at a great price. Glorify and bear God in your body. His price had to be great to redeem the whole world and the entire human race. Hence, it was necessary that this price have a divine and a human nature. And where is that price found? Nowhere but in the womb of the glorious Virgin. Thus it is read in Isaiah, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he shall be called Emmanuel. Emmanuel is translated God with us. It was not fitting that a virgin should have anyone as son but God, nor for God to have as a mother but a virgin. That price then could only be found in the Virgin, far and from the uttermost coast, because in him is united highest and lowest, first and last. That price is from afar, whereby the entire human race is redeemed. Because the lowest is redeemed, it is the highest price. Because the last is redeemed, it is the first. Man was the last of the creatures to be made. Whose is this price? This price by which we are able to reach the kingdom of heaven belongs to this woman, the Blessed Virgin. It is hers, because taken from her, offered by her, possessed by her, taken from her in the incarnation of the Word, offered by her in the redemption of the human race on Calvary and in the Eucharist, offered and possessed by her in the attaining the glory of paradise. She brought forth this price, paid this price, and possesses this price. One, she brought forth this price, namely God and man. The Blessed Virgin did so as the valiant and holy woman, holy with the holiness of inviolate chastity, prompt obedience, and total generosity. With the holiness of inviolate chastity, a holy and modest woman is grace upon grace, Ecclesiasticus 26. And the angel said, hail, full of grace, because she was holy and chaste, holy in her body, chaste in her mind. The apostle states, the unmarried woman and the virgin thinks on the things of the Lord that she might be holy both in mind and body, 1 Corinthians 7. And Bernard writes, Gabriel was sent to a virgin, such as one described by the apostle, holy in mind and body, not found by chance, but chosen from eternity. Foreknown by the Most High and prepared for himself, guarded by the angels, foretold by the patriarchs, promised by the prophets. To this virgin, Gabriel was to be sent, for she alone had pleased the Most High. 2. The Blessed Virgin brought forth that price by the holiness of her prompt obedience. As everlasting foundations upon a solid rock, so the commandments of God in the heart of a woman, Ecclesiastes 26. To found the church, it was necessary to lay a foundation, namely the commandments of God, and to place them in the heart of some person. This could be none but the Virgin, the one who was obedient. We have a description of what we call the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Thus the commandments were rooted in her heart. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Luke 11:28. Not only is the Virgin blessed, but all who follow her as well. And who are these? All who hear the word of God and fulfill it. Exactly the word that Mary conceived virginally. 3. The Blessed Virgin, valiant and holy, brought forth that price by the holiness of her total generosity. Thus Gabriel said, "Blessed art thou among women. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And therefore the one to be born of you holy will be called the Son of God." St. Augustine comments, "The Holy Spirit is love, and although given with his gifts, is not a gift inseparable from any of them except the gift of love. All the other gift virtues are common to the good and the bad. The love of God and neighbor is the privilege of the saints and the devout. It alone sanctifies." Thus Hugh of St. Victor remarks, "Because the love of God uniquely burned in the mind of the Virgin, so she worked wonders in her body. The love of charity preserves from corruption. Thus the one to be born of you through a pure and immaculate love will be called the Son of God. And as from the love of a man and woman is born a carnal son, so from the love of the Virgin and God is born the Son of God. Whoever wishes to be holy must follow the glorious Virgin in the holiness of inviolate chastity, prompt obedience, and total generosity." We praise and invoke you, O Immaculate Conception, Mary, Mother of God, Perpetual Virgin, Holy Queen assumed into heaven.
We greet you, daughter of the Eternal Father, Mother of the Redeemer, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, Temple of the Most Holy Trinity. We hail you, Immaculate Lady, eternally predestined by God to be the Mother of Mercy, the mediatrix of all graces. In your freedom from all stain of sin, and in your fullness of grace, we contemplate the perfect image and first flowering of the Church, as she is to be perfected in the world to come. Therefore, Immaculate Mother of the Church, we now confidently turn to you and ask you to obtain from your holy and beloved Son the favors we request in this novena.
You mention your requests in silence. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you.